Manager's Log, Tuesday, June the 16th, 2020. Election day, general election day for the Hupavele Tribe. Hupavele Tribal members registered to vote. You have until 7:30 p.m. to select the candidates of your choice. The polling place is at the Neighborhood Facilities Gymnasium. Enter through the recreation side only. Maintain that social distancing of 6 feet. Wear the face covering. The election booths will be wiped after every booth use. Vote for the candidates of your choice. Polls are open right now. Close at 7:30 p.m. Been thinking about that. Been thinking about elections for a long time. I was on the election board, I don't know, 15 years, something like that. And as I noticed, we have 1 day of elections. And we stay up from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Well, we start at 6 o'clock. Sometimes 6:30, 6 o'clock. Set everything up. Be ready for the first voter to come in at 7:30. We're always thinking, oh, who's going to be the first person here? And then we're there and closing up at 7:30 p.m. Then take a little break and rearrange the tables. Then we sit down and start counting the ballots. And we could be there for a long time. I don't remember ever being there last more than 1 a.m., something like that, maybe 2 a.m. But some people have been there for till 4 a.m. Thank goodness I haven't been there. I think, you know, that's really discriminating against elders. You do the voting in 1 day and you count the same day. Yeah, it kind of worked when there were just a few eligible voters. Back when the tribal number was smaller and the registration numbers were smaller, you can get them all done in 1 day. Now you get a lot more and got more absentee ballots, and it takes a while to do that. Why not have 2 days? Vote 1 day and then count the next day. Or better yet, why not vote for 2 days? Have two options. Have a early morning edition, 7:30 to, I don't know, 4:30. Then the next day go from 10:30 to 7:30. And then the third day, do the counting, starting fresh. You have a more accurate count, I think. And the other thing is what's the hurry to find out who wins? They're not going to be put into office for a few more days. What difference does it make if it takes 2 days to count the ballots? It takes 3 days. They're going to be in office for 2 years. And of course, we could take a look at that too, but let's just keep it to the voting right now. There's going to be that swearing-in ceremony, and we're going to take everybody, and your people are invited to take part of that. But it happens 5 days after, at least 5 days after, because people have the opportunity to request a recount if the voting was close between candidates. So what's the hurry? There is no hurry. Why do we have to have it known right now? That's part of my thinking anyway. And I do think that the way it's structured is discriminatory against elder people. The other option is go mechanical, but then, you know, there's all kinds of things people are kind of leery of that. I am anyway. Who can manipulate this software? Can it be manipulated? Don't know. Hand counting is more personal. We're talking about a personal leadership position of our personal tribe or a personal group. Keep it all personal. That's my opinion anyway. Food for thought. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to vote.